We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Michigan comes to Indianapolis, and they win a Big Ten title. They're 43rd by a score of 42-3. It was an unbelievable effort. It was a remarkable season. Brian Bush and I are going to get a chance to break it down. You're going to hear from Jim Harbaugh. You're going to hear from players. You're going to hear from former players. A buddy of mine, Charles Woodson, stops by. So stay tuned in here as we break down this entire season and this game on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
You know, our first goal is to beat Ohio State, and second, you know, is to win a Big Ten championship. And I said earlier in the week that there's not a dude on this team that has a ring, and, you know, I'm just so fired up for the seniors who have been here for so long, and, you know, they finally got their ring.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
Welcome back, and there is so much to be excited about as Michigan wins their first Big Ten title in 17 years. Number 43 is sweet, and to continue to break it down, I'm going to bring in my partner, Mr. Brian Bush.
John, as the time's winding down, as you see that these players and coaches realize that it is over, that they are Big Ten champions, what was all of that like? Give me your observations.
Well, I was walking around the sidelines, and, you know, first I want to see all of the seniors, and Andrew Vastardis, Andrew Stuber, Aiden Hutchinson, and, you know, Hassan Haskins, and what it meant to them, and to see the emotion on their face, and just to have this experience. It's the ultimate experience for a Michigan Wolverine. They've been at 42, and these kids have had to hear, it's 42 Big Ten championships. It's 42 Big Ten championships. When are we going to get the next one? It's been 17 years. And now all of a sudden they've got number 43. And I couldn't be happier for this group of seniors. And it sets the standard. These kids now know what it takes to win a championship. And it's just an unbelievable, unbelievable experience.
And, John, this was a performance worthy of a championship. They left no doubt. This was dominance.
It really was. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we talked at halftime and it was 14-3. This team came out and they have been so determined all season long to finish games. And I think there's a lot of tough lessons that you learn throughout the course of your life, throughout the course of a season, and to be able to bounce back after a heartbreaking loss in East Lansing and use all of those lessons. That was, there's never a good loss, but you learn, you lose, I can't even speak. You use the lessons that you learned in those moments to be able to beat a Penn State team on the road, to be able to beat Ohio State, a team that you haven't beaten 10 years, to be able to win a Big Ten championship. And it just, the determination of this team is just tremendous.
The second half performances as of late, against Ohio State, the only time they didn't score a touchdown was victory formation. Today, 4 of 5 second half drives result in touchdowns, and that is a sign of a well-coached and a cohesive team.
Well, and it's a team that's willing to execute and do all of the little things. And one of the things I talked about the last couple of weeks, when you play a team as talented as Ohio State, when you play in a championship game, you can't have missed assignments. We didn't have that. They were limited today. You can't have pre-snap penalties. They were very limited today. They gave themselves every opportunity to win this game. They put themselves in great position. They went out there and they knew what they had to do. Defense comes out, and I think at the start of the first half or the second half there, it was 6 plays, 16 yards, and the defense forced Iowa to punt. Michigan takes that next drive. They go 10 plays, 82 yards, and then Hassan Haskins with a sweep around the right side for a touchdown. It sets the tone for the second half. How many times have we talked about last week it was they need to score early. They come out in the first drive and they score a touchdown. They set the tone. They come out in the second half. They score and they set the tone. It was 3 and out last week. It was 6 and out this week. And it's just, this team does what it has to do to win games. And when you win games like that, you can tell that you've got really, really good, and I'm not even going to say really good, you've got great leadership on the field.
You know, you heard from Jim and Dan down the stretch of the broadcast and then in postgame talk about Coach Harbaugh and him wanting to shower praise on others. We all know what happened around this time last year. Michigan having its final 3 games canceled due to a COVID pause, did not know what the situation would be with Coach Harbaugh, takes a pay cut, goes more incentive-based with a contract. He bet on himself. He bet on this program. I mean, just how much he's changed and how much he's evolved and how much he has thrived this season has been a marvel to watch.
Well, it has been. And, you know, there's so many people that just didn't think that he would ever get it done. And he believed in himself. His players, probably most importantly, believed that in their coach and the changes that he was making on the staff, the players that he was continuing to recruit, the drive that he set for this team. And, you know, when you look at all, I mean, everything that went on, and for Jim Harbaugh to be smiling on the sidelines with 3 minutes left because the game was in hand and he knows he's going to win a Big Ten championship. And we know this about Jim Harbaugh. It's not about him. He always wants it to be about his players. And he talks about Luke Schoonmaker and the catch that he made down to the 1-yard line and Eric All, and he talks about Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards and all of the guys that have given so much to this program and to this team.
John, in this moment, with all of those great celebrations on the field, think back to your time in 1997. It was a little bit different, of course. It was the win over Ohio State that sealed the deal, won the Big Ten, clinched the spot in the Rose Bowl. But how fresh will these memories be for these young men 10, 20, 50 years down the road?
They'll remember it like it's yesterday. And the beautiful thing is, I've been a member of a lot of teams here at Michigan and throughout my career in the NFL. And the teams that are the closest are the ones that win championships, because you share an experience throughout the offseason, throughout the regular seasons, the ups, the downs. You share an experience like no other. And they're going to remember, you know, these moments, and they're going to have so many different perspectives, because it doesn't matter where you were standing, you know, during the game or, you know, at different points throughout this season. They're going to share these memories throughout the course of their life. They're going to have reunions at 10, at 20, at 25. And when they meet up, it's going to be like they never left. Like they're standing here in Indianapolis still, and there's still more football to be played. I don't mean to discount that, but when you're a part of a championship team, the memories, the stories, the relationships, you fit right back in as soon as you come back together. And it's really hard to put into words, but it is one of the most special things an athlete, a football player, especially here at the University of Michigan, can share.
What I love about this team, John, is that you really can't single out any one player or moment or situation. And listen, there are great stories everywhere. We've talked plenty about Aiden Hutchinson and how he really transformed himself and thus transformed this program. Cade McNamara, doubted but consistently delivered. Eric All emerging after having some issues early in his career. Heck, Ronnie Bell being a leader on this ball club despite a week one injury. There are so many guys and stories that are intertwined that to tell the story of this team, you really need to tell the story of every player on this roster.
What you do, and it's the players that, I mean, in the days and in the time, the era that we're in right now of the transfer portal and guys looking for greener pastures, you've got guys like a Hassan Haskins that know he's going to share the backfield with Blake Corum and Blake himself, and then they see a young player like Donovan Edwards come in. I mean, this is a selfless team. It's one that's built on great values, and it's just so special when you go down the list and you go down the roster. You've got a story for every player, and all of those stories are what makes up this very special team that we had a chance to watch throughout the course of this season. We heard from them in the preseason. And it's an unbelievable experience for these players, for these kids, for this program.
There's John Jansen after the Wolverines win the Big Ten Championship 42-3. Here's the final moments as called by Jim Brandsatter and Dan Dierdorf in their final season, plus their post-game reaction with an interview with Josh Ross sprinkled in from Doug Karsh.
And they're going to let the clock run 15 seconds and counting, and the Michigan bench comes out onto the field. Ladies and gentlemen, Wolverine Nation, the 2021 Michigan Wolverine football team is your Big Ten champions. A no doubt 42-3 victory over Big Ten West champion Iowa, and the Wolverines continue to get better and extend their season into something that could become very, very special indeed.
Well, I've watched and listened to this game so many times. And, of course, Michigan's never been in it before. And, Jim, I'm sure you were like me. I like being the underdog a lot more than I like being the favorite. And there was a lot of stomach acid involved in this week worrying about this game and going, oh my gosh, wouldn't this be terrible if we went to Indiana and laid an egg? But far from it. We turned in a defensive masterpiece. Offensively, special teams, we got it done. But when you hold an opponent in this day and age of offensive football, when you hold your opponent who went 10-2 on the regular season to 3 points in the championship game, you have painted a masterpiece.
And this defense of Mike McDonald painted a masterpiece. Real quickly down to the sideline, Doug Karsh with one of the defensive stars of the night.
Yeah, it's down here. And Josh, first of all, think back to the beginning of the year when you guys set your goals. I know the team believed, but with all the outside noise, saying you guys couldn't do it. What does this mean to you now?
Man, this means the world, man. Like, we didn't listen to none of the outside noise. We just put our head down and worked and worked and worked and had some adversity throughout the year, but it led us here. And we played a great game, man, and we're not done yet. So I'm happy. I'm the happiest person ever right now.
You held Iowa to their lowest point total of the season. They got 3 points on their second possession, and then it was nothing from there on out. What worked for you guys today?
We stopped the run. That's where it started at, especially playing a team like Iowa. We stopped the run, we had some miscues in coverage early, but we stopped the run and we handled those corrections later in the game, and that's why the outcome was what it was.
The second quarter where you guys kept having to defend half a field, where you took over, they took over on the 50, it seemed like a key point in this game. Did you guys feel that?
Honestly, we just wanted to go out there and go. It was sudden change. It was what it was. We just went out there and we just played defense and didn't think nothing about it.
How about the stop, the fourth down stop down here where they still had a chance?
It was huge. It was huge. I mean, they drove all the way down the field on us, and we was able to stop them in the red zone, in the low red. So that was huge for our defense for sure.
Obviously, your brother played here. Your dad is very active in the program. He calls us on the air. But talk about what it means to your family and your brother who played here.
Man, my dad was a Michigan fan since I was born. We grew up listening to Stoney and Wojo radio show when I was a kid. Every single day. I know the theme song by heart. My brother played here. I'm from Michigan. I'm raised in Michigan. This means everything to me and my family, man. And it means the world, just all the work we did, all the trials and tribulations we've been through to get to this point and get us a championship. And we're not done yet.
Josh, go celebrate with your team.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
There he is, Josh Ross, captain of a Big Ten champion.
Pretty impressive stuff. And, Dan, I want to tell you that, you know, we walk through lobbies of hotels, we see a lot of people, and they say congratulations on your retirement. After the Ohio State game, they said, well, you sure picked a great game to go out on.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking to myself, you know, it's not over. And you and I picked a hell of a year to go out on, didn't we?
Considering that we both thought about it last year, how upset would we be?
All I know is,
oh, wow.
We never want to make this about us. And to be quite frank, I know I speak for you in this regard. You and I couldn't be happier for this team, this university, this football program, for what it's been through and what happened a year ago and where they have come from and where Jim Harbaugh has come from and this staff to reach this point. I'm just enjoying the trip and being along for the ride, believe me.
It is what it is. And Mel Tucker won the Big Ten Coach of the Year award. And congratulations to Mel. But I really need somebody to explain to me how Jim Harbaugh didn't win that award. Third place in the East gets you Coach of the Year. And Jim Harbaugh took this Michigan team from 2-4 to now, what, 12-1 in the Big Ten Championship. I'm just saying, Jim Harbaugh deserves every consideration for that award. It's already been given, so this is in the sour grapes category, but I'm entitled to do that.
If you look at the stats, and you look at the, as they say, analytics of it all, you are making an absolutely great point.
You know, from 2-4 to 13-1, and a championship. Just think about that. We talked about the defense painting a masterpiece. This has been some job of coaching by James Harbaugh.
And I might also add, this football team, these seniors, this class with Aiden Hutchinson and Josh Ross, and Hassan Haskins, Andrew Stuber, along with Andrew Vastardis, a sixth-year player who, Dan, came back, has been a two-year captain.
Yeah.
And they said, we aren't going to let what happened a year ago stand.
You cannot do, you know, and we talk about the coaching and all this and all. You cannot do what Michigan did this year because it started back in December of last year. It started after our season had to be terminated and canceled because of a COVID outbreak. The reality is, Jim, it's impossible to do what Michigan did without tremendous leadership. And that leadership starts with the senior class, the Aiden Hutchinsons, and you named them all. But they deserve as much credit as the coaching staff. They're the ones that actually set the tempo in the weight room, on the track, and demanded excellence from their teammates.
I go back to Bo Schembechler, and I talked about this in the first game, Bo Schembechler said to all of us, whenever we went to a meeting, in order for a team to be great, its senior class had to play its best year of football. And that, in my opinion, is so true with this class of seniors in 2021.
And look how quick Jim Harbaugh is to deflect credit to his senior leadership and the leadership on this team. And you know what we got? You got what the seniors did was so visible. But, I mean, it goes all the way down through the roster. Look what we got from the true freshman class, from Donovan Edwards, Junior Colson, J.J. McCarthy. I mean, all these true freshmen that not only got viable, meaningful snaps, they contributed. They were big parts of what happened.
You're talking about the team, the team, the team. And in 2021, the best team in the conference, Big Ten, is the University of Michigan Wolverines. They proved it throughout the season, and tonight in the championship game in Indianapolis, they proved it with a 42-3 resounding victory over Iowa.
Pretty cool to hear Jim Brandsatter and Dan Dierdorf call that, discuss all of the sights and sounds from Indianapolis as Michigan wins the Big Ten championship game. 2 hour post-game interviews, and we begin with the head coach, Big Ten champion as a player, and now as a head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Coach, how does it feel?
Feels great. Feels great. I mean, for the mighty men and women of Michigan football and our tremendous fan base, all the people who stuck by us, I mean, it's a great feeling.
And for the kids, you got a chance to see them on the stage. Aiden Hutchinson got the MVP. I mean, what does it mean for you to be able to see those guys with the confetti coming down and celebrating?
That's what it means. I mean, it's all about them. It's all about them. And as you know, I mean, we come by a sign every day as you walk past the statue of Bo Schembechler. It says, "Those who stay will be champions." And put an exclamation point on that. We made that true. And I couldn't be happier about that.
Let's talk about the first half real quick. The two dramatic plays in the first half, obviously Blake Corum and the big run, and then Donovan Edwards. Is there a competition at quarterback with Donovan Edwards?
Well, I'll tell you what, that play's been ready for prime time for a couple weeks. We've been practicing before. He's never missed on that throw. He's out there and just completely throws dimes. It's uncanny. On the run, sometimes off the wrong foot, but it's every time. It's a strike. So we just knew that was going to work. We had it in the first 15. As soon as we got on the left hash, after about the fourth or fifth play, we wanted to run it.
And the performance of the defense. I mean, it was a dominant performance. It's been that way all year, but especially tonight.
Especially tonight, no question about it. Wouldn't let them get in the end zone. Great red zone defense. Tremendous stopping their outside zone. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew early in the game. We'll see, you know, if there's any cracks or any space. Thought it could be a long game, but our guys had a great game plan. Mike McDonald and staff put it together, and then took care of business the rest of the way. Special teams, big block punt by Cornelius Johnson. I still don't know how he got that ball. I didn't think that he was anywhere near position to be able to block it, but he was able to reach in there with his left arm. And you know, it's just the way our team has gone all season. You know, somebody steps up. The usual guys do, you know, like Hassan and Aiden and Blake and Kate and Ajabo, and then other guys. You know, it's Eric All or
Luke Schoonmaker with the one-handed catch.
Yeah, you got to use two hands with that, but it looked like he looked for the ball late, but he makes a lot of one-handed catches that way. Luke Schoonmaker steps up. You know, Caden Colasar. Good job, John Colasar.
Coach, congratulations. And I know you haven't had a chance to talk to your team directly. What's that message going to be to them?
I'm just so proud of them. Yeah, you know, just so happy for them and what I'm doing to enjoy this championship. It's meant a lot to them. There was a lot on the line. It was like, you win that great game against Ohio State. That was glorious. And, 24 hours later, they went to next. And so I know that's the way they'll be here. We'll give them a few extra days off to enjoy this one. And hopefully they get a chance to get home in the next, 7 or 8 days. give them a couple weekends off here. Go home and be hometown heroes. They deserve it.
Well, congratulations, Coach. We're proud of you as well, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens with the college football playoffs.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
To the player interviews now, and we start with QB1. Heck of an effort from Cade McNamara. He's with Doug Karsh.
First of all, just talk about kind of living a dream right here, winning the Big Ten.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our first goal was to beat Ohio State, and second, you know, was to win a Big Ten championship. And I said earlier in the week that there's not a dude on this team that has a ring, and, you know, I'm just so fired up for the seniors who have been here for so long, and, you know, they finally got their ring.
Talk a little bit about your opening, your first score of the game, the run from Blake Corum. What'd you see there?
Yeah, I mean, it was a phenomenal run, but I know J.J. McCarthy had a great block on that play. You know, I'm just happy that Blake is finally up to his speed because, you know, once he's healthy, that dude's breaking away.
And then Donovan Edwards' touchdown pass. I mean, that's a spiral. That's right on the money. Do you know he could do that?
That was the best ball he's thrown ever since we started practicing that play. That ball was a dime, certified dime.
Coach Gattis said you guys have been practicing that for a long time. Did you know you were going to break it out in this game?
I was hoping. You know, we've been throwing a lot of those, you know, those bubble passes to the running backs as we should. Those dudes are so elusive in space, and, you know, we've been running that play, those plays really all season. I remember our first touchdown of the season was literally that play, and, you know, we've thrown enough of them that we can get the corners to bite, and, you know, I'm just happy that Donovan was able to make us right.
Second quarter, you guys took over inside your own 10-yard line, three consecutive possessions, had to punt, and the defense three times protected a 50-yard field. Felt like that was a key turning point when they got no points out of those exchanges.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, our defense is great. They put us, you know, they make us right. And, you know, we just tried to do our best to play complimentary football, and defense had our back today for sure.
Your first teammate's giving Kate a hard time. First possession of the second half, the seam pass you hit to Luke Schoonmaker down to the four. Heck of a pass, heck of a catch.
Yeah, during that drive, we were looking back at the sideline to try and get ourselves in the best play possible. And, you know, once we faked and we looked to the sideline, I was anticipating the coverage. I knew it was one high, and, you know, I just needed to make sure that I can hold the safety enough to make sure Scooney had enough time to catch the ball.
And later he had a one where he tipped it back to himself. What'd you see there?
Yeah, that was a play that we've actually repped against our defense, and it was successful too. So we had some good juju on it, and, you know, it was a hell of a catch. And, you know, again, it's just practice reps turn into game results.
And Eric All had a one-handed catch.
Oh, Eric's had plenty of, you know, terrific catches, and, you know, I'm just so happy for him to be able to make that play. And, you know, I trust him to make that play, and that's why I threw it there.
All right, you got a college football playoff ahead. I'm sure you want to celebrate first, but how exciting is that reality that you guys are going to the college football playoff?
Yep. You know, we wanted to win the Big Ten championship with in mind that, you know, the college football playoff was on the line, and, you know, we want to win two more games.
Kate, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Michigan scoring began with a 67-yard touchdown scamper from Blake Corum, and he is with Doug to talk about that and this victory.
Blake, start with your touchdown. Hole opened up. You got a convoy with a quarterback down the sideline. What'd you see?
You know, once I hit that hole, I saw the corner trying to make a tackle. jump cut to the right. I was up the sideline. I waited on JJ. I saw him coming. He took out two guys for me. It was over after that.
It's funny. You got to the sideline, and you were getting congratulated, obviously, but so was JJ. Everybody loved JJ out there leading the way.
Oh, man. Shout out to him, man. I've never seen a quarterback do that in my life. That was awesome.
All right, how about your health? Obviously, you took a while to get back, but you're back to 100% tonight?
No, I'm not at 100. I'm going to take these next couple weeks and get back to 100. You know, I think I came in probably 85%.
Well, the running back room had a heck of a day. Donovan Edwards touchdown pass. Did you guys know he could throw it that well?
No, you know, all week, you know, we noticed that he was throwing it good, but he's a gamer. He got in the game and threw it down.
When you saw it go in the air, did you think he overthrew Roman?
No, I mean, Roman got speed. I knew he didn't overthrow Roman, but I knew it was a dime once it left his hand.
How about all the one-handed catches? Luke Schoonmaker had one. Eric All had one. How good are your tight ends right now?
Oh, man, they're excellent. You know, they've been excellent all year in the pass game, you know, catching, running routes. Just all around some good tight ends, you know, and they make great plays.
Can you say enough about your offensive line?
No, I can't. You know, they've been great all year. You know, they've allowed all us running backs to excel to where we are right now, and it's been great. You know, shout out to them.
And how about the defense in the second quarter when you guys kept having to punt from inside your own 20? They three times had to defend a 50-yard field, and Iowa got no points out of it.
You know, our defense has been strong all year. I think we had the top defense in the nation, honestly. But you know, they've been great, holding them 3 points, holding a good Iowa team to 3 points that wants to run the ball. It's great.
How about winning a Big Ten championship when nobody gave you a chance to do this?
Yeah, I mean, we knew from the jump. Nobody believed in us. And we're just going to prove our doubters wrong. That's what we told each other in the offseason. That's why we worked so hard. And, we're going to keep proving them wrong.
Well, college football playoffs next. What do you think of that?
You know, I'm ready tomorrow to see who we got and start preparing for them. Like I said, you know, we're going to celebrate tonight. But tomorrow, you know, we got to flip that switch and get right back to it.
Blake Corum, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
We conclude with one of the many senior leaders on this ball club from the Michigan secondary, Brad Hawkins.
All right, Brad, senior, to experience something like this, how does it feel?
Man, it feels great. Man, I wouldn't trade it for nothing, man. And, you know, just doing it with a great group of guys, you know, who fight hard and, you know, who's willing to give everything and for this team. And, you know, it's an honor. And, you know, to lead this team, to lead this defense, to lead this secondary and, you know, be a part of this is special.
What about the new coaches in the secondary, Coach Clink, Coach Bellamy, and Coach Mike McDonald? How much have they changed your defense?
Oh, man, they changed it drastically. And, you know, big credit to those guys, man. They made me such a better football player, you know, such a smarter football player. And, you know, they're smart coaches, and they put you in the right spots. You know, they run the right calls in the right moments. And, you know, it's just an honor playing for those guys. And, you know, I want to go out there, and I want to play for those guys. And, you know, it's just an honor to have those, especially Coach Clinton, Coach Bellamy, man. You know, the secondary coach, you know, they push us to be great. You know, nothing's good enough. So, you know, they push us to be great, and just an honor, man.
Maybe a big turning point in this game was when you guys three times had to defend a 50-yard field in the second quarter. And Iowa didn't score any points. Talk about the defense stepping up right then and there.
Yeah, we just believed in each other. You know, we came together. You know, we talked about, you know, we're going to be who we want to be, and this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, we got to set an example. You know, we're going to set a statement right here. And, you know, we just all came together as a unit, and we all played a part in this. You know, up front, the back seven, and, you know, it's an honor. And, you know, everybody play hard.
You guys made so many big plays throughout this season, and you might have made the biggest play of the year, the strip fumble of Adrian Martinez out of Nebraska. You had so many clutch plays as a team. It feels like previous teams wouldn't have been able to make those plays, and you were part of a huge play in this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just doing it for the guys and just going out there, you know, at practice every single day, you know, working, stripping the ball out, picking the ball off. And, you know, you do it in practice, you do it in the game. And, you know, it came to life. And, you know, we're here today and, you know, we're Big Ten champs.
Coach Harbaugh mentioned the locker room. Tate Mayer from Oxford High School, he wore number 42, and you guys finished with 42 points today. Does it feel like there's a message from above there?
Yes, and that's a message from God. And, I'm sorry for him and, you know, for his family. And, you know, we got this done for him today. You know, this game was dedicated to him. And, you know, we got it done for him. And, you know, 42 points and, you know, got the win for him. So
Have you watched much of Georgia or Alabama or Cincinnati this year?
Honestly, I haven't. I mean, I caught a couple games of Bama late, but I haven't really watched too much of those games.
Well, good luck in the college football playoff.
Thank you so much.
How's that sound?
Sounds amazing, man. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Michigan, a winner over Iowa. And hey, we also got a brief comment from former Heisman Trophy winner, former John Jansen teammate Charles Woodson.
Mr. Woodson, what was it like for you to watch these guys win this game?
Absolutely unbelievable, man, to watch the way that this team throughout the whole season just continued to grow and get better each and every week. You know, we had that game against Michigan State where we stumbled, but you know what they did? They bounced back like great teams do, and then they handled business down the stretch, got the biggest win of the season, beating Ohio State, and then got an even bigger win coming down here and bringing home the Big Ten championship. But you know what? We still got games to play, and that's the beautiful thing about it. I'm so proud of these dudes, man. I'm happy.
Me too. Charles, thanks for joining us, bud.
Appreciate that.
Pretty darn special. Thanks to everyone who made the broadcast possible, made this podcast possible. As Michigan wins its 43rd Big Ten championship, Wolverines heading to the college football playoff. That's it for this edition of In the Trenches, but we have so much planned between now and New Year's Eve for Michigan in either the Cotton Bowl or the Orange Bowl to face off with, we assume, one of the three options, Georgia, Alabama, and Cincinnati. We'll find that out coming up on Sunday afternoon. For John Jansen, Coach Harbaugh, Cade, Blake, Brad, Mr. Charles Woodson, I'm Brian Bush. Thank you so much for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.